to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's international swan song continues in South America. He met in Peru Saturday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
The two insisted the need for continued cooperation, even as competitors, is paramount.
These conversations prevent miscalculations, and they ensure the competition between our two countries will not veer into conflict.
Xi echoing those sentiments while acknowledging President-elect Donald Trump taking office.
That's ABC's Alex Prochet. Today, President Biden will become the first sitting U.S. president to travel to the Manaus region of Brazil in the Amazon. He'll talk about conservation, and that's a topic with the Trump administration set to change the U.S. approach. President-elect Trump on Saturday named Chris Wright, chief of a large fracking company, his nominee for energy secretary. Ukraine says Russia launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a massive barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. This is ABC News.
The Bucks lose in Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Hornets 115-114 after Giannis was called for a foul on LaMelo Ball. Later, the referees admitted they'd made a bad call after seeing the video postgame. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. Where on the final play, there's been an incorrect call made. LaMelo Ball fell. He just fell down. Nobody was near him. Slipped on his own. We've come up with the ball, the game's over.
The Bucks are now 4-9. College football, the Badgers had the lead, but lost to number one ranked Oregon, 16-13. Wisconsin unable to finish against Penn State and USC earlier this season.
We've been in these situations, we've been close, and we've played some great teams, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's the top-rated team in the country or whoever, and you got to find ways to finish and win football games, and you know that seems to be eluding us in the most critical moments.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Across the area today, expect quite a bit of sunshine as any remaining cloud cover moves out. Breezy west winds, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, look for clear skies. Lows will drop back to the upper 20s to lower 30s. Rain chances coming our way Monday.
Right now, it's 43.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, final bow hunting tips for the season, looking ahead to gun season, and rough grouse habitat management. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me now from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back, and thanks for taking over the show last week. I appreciate it. You did a good
job.
No
problem, Dan. Anytime. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing this as long as I have. In fact, longer. I mean, you know, you're about half my age, but you've been doing radio half your life now.
Yeah. It's kind of incredible to think about that. And, you know, I talk to people all the time. And, I tell people that my background really is radio. That's what I've done the longest out of anything else that I've done. So, I enjoy doing it. And I didn't mind doing it solo.
Well, that may happen again. I needed a break, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But have you been hunting?
We have. We have had a chance to get out and do some hunting. We tagged a doe a few days ago. Had an opportunity to step out and you know, it was nice to be able to get out. We've got plenty of deer wandering around, a lot of little bucks. We got some good ones coming through too. It's a little random right now. I'm still really trying to learn everything that's going on around here. And, I'm hoping that, when we get a chance to sit down with the rifles, we see some deer at a distance that we can take, because I'm still, again, trying to figure out how to get as close as I can to some of these deer. It's a little bit easier when you can do so from a little bit more of a distance.
Yeah, when you've got a 100 or 200 yard weapon instead of a 30 yard weapon, it makes a big difference.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I needed to get away. I took off to New York to visit John, who's been spending most of the month of, half of October and half of November in New York, where his wife, as you know, works at the United Nations, and he's been going back and forth, spending time there. And so I came out, and I did the whirlwind tour of New York City. I mean, we went to the 9/11 Memorial, we went to Times Square, we took the East River Ferry just to see what a sundown ferry would be like. It was gorgeous. The weather was incredible. It was 80 the day I got there, I think. And he met a doctor whose office is a couple blocks from his apartment, and they got talking about fishing, and the guy invited me and John to go striper fishing with him. And we caught a few. And of course, the days before and the days after, Bob Lurch is his name, and he and his partner Chris Calabrese caught many, many more striped bass, and we were fly fishing for him. And so we got talking about doing this, and he wants to come to Wisconsin, so he may come out to Wisconsin next fall for the Treelands Musky Fly Fishing Tournament. He's all fired up about
that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So John's got a new friend and a kind of a standing invitation to go striped bass fishing on Jamaica Bay right there in New York Harbor, which is way cool. And especially when you don't have to have your own boat and, you know, they've got everything they need. So that was fun. And now I'm back, and I mentioned to you off air that we're not going to be hunting our property, John's property, this year, at least not the regular 9-day season. He's not seeing any deer on the cameras, so we have some friends in Dunn County who've invited us to come down there, and there are lots of deer, so I'm hoping we'll get a chance to shoot one there. So that's what we're going to be doing. First time gun hunting in that area, but we have turkey hunted in that area and have seen a lot of deer, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good deal.
And what are you doing during gun season?
Yeah, so the plan's going to go to Arpen and hunt with my dad and my uncle and my cousin and, of course, my son Robert. And then we're going to go up to Douglas County, and we're going to hunt right up alongside Lake Superior at my friend Adam's place.
Sure.
He's got 120 acres up there that's actually where Robert shot his, first buck, and it would have been his third deer as well, a doe that same day. And so we're going to give him the opportunity to try to better that this time, see if he can top it.
Well, good. Now, that's public? No, that's private land. So are there private land tags or not?
Yeah, so all of the rest of us adults that are going to go, we just got buck tags to use, as long as we have tags to use. And then Robert's got his mentor, his youth statewide tags.
Okay.
So he's able to use an antlerless tag there. And then, of course, if he's got a buck tag yet, he can do that. So the anticipation is that things will probably be a little slow in Arpen. We're hunting, the Arpen area has a ton of deer in it, but the particular property that my dad has is pretty wide open, and it's tough unless something kind of gets pushed through. So we'll probably have some tags in pocket yet to use on that second weekend.
Yep, I hear you. Well, and as the biologists always tell us, the deer are not evenly distributed across the landscape. And boy, that is pretty evident, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the portion of Douglas County that we're hunting is very, very full of deer. And I know there's a bunch of people listening that hunt Douglas County that may have a hard time believing it, but it is very, very true. There's a lot of deer on the landscape in that particular area. They're just not distributed evenly, as you said. It doesn't take long to get away from that cabin before you don't see deer anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Well, and that's what we've encountered in Bayfield County. There are places where we see deer and where we don't, and that's why we're moving, trying something else. All right, well, folks, coming up, J.C. Chamberlain offers advice for late-season bow hunting for folks who are still bow hunting. There's a week of that left. Rough Grouse Society forest habitat biologist Jim Woodford talks about a project aimed at evaluating all the rough grouse management areas of Wisconsin. And outdoor writer Ron Weber returns to get us in the mood for the upcoming gun deer season with a story about what it feels like to spend a day on a deer stand. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Score big this weekend with Heckman Auctions. Discover a treasure trove of Green Bay Packers memorabilia like a Bart Starr signed mini helmet to collectible model trains and dozens of other Packer items, along with a huge selection of tools, toys, furniture, and more. Preview in person this Friday the 15th from 10 to 1 at 976 Atwood Avenue in Park Falls. Bidding has already kicked off online and on the Heckman Auction app, and lots close Sunday the 17th at 8 p.m. Don't miss this chance to tackle unique finds at the Bartline Auction. Find details and place your bid at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah!
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much
much money you need to live comfortably. Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time now for the last Madison Outdoors Report for the season, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one, Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. You can find them on State Highway 14, just west of Arena. That's about a half hour west of Madison. And on the web at pappastradingpost.com. And joining us for our farewell conversation is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and hard to believe it's the last one for the season.
Yeah, it's almost, I mean, I'm trying to wipe away a tear here because I'm having so much fun talking to you and hearing how nobody's killing deer, but everybody's trying. So we'll get to that in a minute. But Randy Smith, your boss, was out west just recently, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got to finally get out of here and spend a little time out in the elk woods and actually went with a customer of ours. And he had some luck, so it was pretty neat that he could have the opportunity to get his first elk and bring something home.
Nice. Was it a cow or a bull?
It was a bull.
Come on, yeah. Cool.
They were lucky enough, you know, they saw, I think he said somewhere in around 80 or 90 elk total in the 4 or 5 days that they hunted. It was a pretty good hunt.
I guess. Wow. A rifle?
It was a rifle hunt.
Well, good for him. And you've been cutting up some meat and sharing it around there?
Yeah, we've been cutting and grinding and getting that all set up and in the freezer and aged a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been busy that way, but woods-wise, you know, it's been a little slower for us.
Yeah, okay. Well, so what are you seeing? Now, everybody I'm talking to, except for us, is seeing deer. I told you before we started recording, my son just said the cameras went dry and we're not seeing anything, so we're actually hunting somewhere else this year. What's going on in your area?
Numbers seem to be very good. You know, sightings are plenty. As far as bucks go, at least for us, just haven't seen the buck we really wanted to kill.
Okay.
But overall, it's been pretty good. I mean, we've had fewer sits, but we've had a lot of good sits. I know Rich, 2 sits ago maybe, he actually had, I think, 12 different buck in the morning come through.
Oh, my.
did have one, actually, that he wanted to try to take, but a limb that was kind of hidden in the things kind of got him, but good thing it was just a clean miss and no harm, no foul.
Those are tough. I think anybody who's hunted enough with a bow or crossbow has done that at least once.
Yeah, it's not something that's really uncommon, and, you know, honestly, things are usually, we clear everything out pretty good, and it was just a random little twig, and thankfully it was a good clean miss, and,
yeah,
you know, not a wounding hit.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to deflect an arrow or a bolt, that's for sure.
I know I've had my fair share.
Well, what advice have you got? We've got 1 week to go before gun season. Most people kind of wrap it up now and start looking toward the orange season, but it's still comfortably cool out and deer are still moving, last I heard.
Yeah, I mean, things movement-wise, you know, now's the time. The more time you can spend in the woods, the better. And honestly, this week has typically been one in the past that has produce some really big deer, whether they're, you know, in between does and just out cruising. It always seems like this week prior to gun season is very, very good for some of those older class deer. Really just time tree, finding, you know, where you're seeing concentrations of doe, or even, you know, if you don't have that in a field or something, then saddles or those major travel corridors, they're going to be checking them.
How about water?
Water is another great one. Even though we've had some wet weather here lately, it still shows, at least our ponds and stuff are still getting hit. It's a great place to be because they might not eat a lot, but they're going to drink.
Yeah, and when the bucks are running, they typically drink more and come to water or go looking for it.
Yeah, because they, you know, they're not eating much, so they're not getting that moisture from, you know, any of their food or any of the dew or frost, anything like that. So if you have a water source, they're going to come through at some point. You know, you never know when, and that's why this time of year, just time and stand is going to be crucial, but at some point in the next week, I almost guarantee that they'll be there.
Yeah, and the days are short anyway, so you don't have to sit for 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, we're not in those long 12, 13-hour days anymore. It is pretty nice that way, too. So.
All right. Well, what's going on there at the store? Any specials?
Right now, we're still doing, with a Matthews lift, you get a Lopro quiver with it. I believe that's actually about the only one we got going on at the moment.
All right, but you told me before that Matthews is coming out with a new bow this week, even.
Yeah, they will unveil the 25 models here coming up on the 19th. Should be a fun and interesting day to kind of see what they've come up with next and what other options are out there for us.
Will you have them on the 19th?
We will have our demo bows here, yes.
Okay.
As far as for sale bows, that is not for sure yet. Usually within the first couple of weeks, we will actually have some around, but we will have demo models for sure.
Well, Matt McPherson must be playing with people's heads to launch a brand new bow a couple days before gun deer season.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but throughout the industry, actually, a lot of the companies have already revealed their bows for 25. Not all of them. I know Hoyt just had done theirs, Elite, Bear. I don't know that PSD is out just yet, but they're usually coming fairly soon. As well as Bowtech.
Okay.
Everybody kind of gets a jump on it. Once in a while, they'll save a model for ATA, but usually around this time of year, we'll see them.
And ATA is when this year?
Early January.
Early January.
Right around that 10th of January.
So when do you think you'll have these in stock?
I would assume once we're back for gun season, so like probably mid-December at the latest.
Okay.
We should have them in stock.
Okay. Now, you will close during gun season, right?
We are closed for the 9-day, something that we've kind of traditionally done, gives us a solid break and lets us get out in the woods a little bit more.
All right. And until then, though, what are your store hours?
Until then, we're same hours. We're going to be 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and Saturday 9 to 5.
All right. Well, JC, thanks so much for this report and all your reports this season. It's always fun talking with you, and I hope a lot of folks who are thinking about new archery gear or just curious about the new Matthews bow will stop in and take a look, and we'll see you at the sports shows, and we'll talk to you again next summer.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right. J.C. Chamberlain, wildlife biologist and archery expert at Pappas Trading Post. They are on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Across the area today, expect quite a bit of sunshine as any remaining cloud cover moves out. Breezy west winds, highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, look for clear skies. Lows will drop back to the upper 20s to lower 30s. Rain chances coming our way Monday.
Right now, it's 43. 98 Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving habitat for these and other young forest wildlife species for more than 60 years. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining me now is a new voice from RGS, as far as we're concerned, Jim Woodford. He's a forest habitat biologist with the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, and he's based in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Jim, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, happy to be here, Dan.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I understand that you are working on one of my favorite topics, and that is ruffed grouse management areas. They are scattered around the state. Before we get into what you're doing, tell us about them. What is a ruffed grouse management area for folks who've never heard of one or stumbled across one?
A ruffed grouse management area is a very specific located property where the focus of the habitat management on those properties are to support early successional habitats for species like the ruffed grouse, American woodcock, and other wildlife species that utilize early successional forests. And that's their focus. They're found on federal lands, found on state lands, and county forest lands.
Now, I'm familiar with them because I'm a grouse hunter. I haven't done a lot of it in recent years, but they are good places to hunt, so I presume that's one of the points of these, that they are open to public hunting, right?
Right. The focus is habitat, but the secondary focus is the recreational aspect of these properties. And so the managing agency does a lot of upkeep and maintenance of them, so they'll mow the walking trails each fall. There's usually signage on the ground, maybe a kiosk or something that shows where the hunter access trails are and the boundary of the property. So the map is pretty important.
Yeah, now how many of these are there in the state?
So far we've found and mapped 55 of these ruffed grouse management areas, and they encompass 220,000 acres.
Wow, how big are they typically?
They range in size. I think the biggest one is in the Price County Forest, and that one's 25,000 acres in one block. They go all the way down to 800 acres. I think the average is 2,200.
Well, that's a pretty good sized block of land, then.
It is, and you can find some spots that might have a good number of birds.
Now, you said you have found and mapped. That suggests that maybe there wasn't a catalog of these before you got started on this project?
There wasn't a complete catalog. The County Forest Association, they have a nice web map of a number of properties, but most of the locations, especially on state lands, are in old property maps, master planning maps. So we tracked all those down, and so we're consolidating it into one catalog of all these 55 properties.
And where is that information available?
Most of the county forest locations can be found on their webpage for Johnson County Forest Association. You can get them by contacting the National Forest. They have really detailed maps of these properties found on the National Forest. And then on state land, if you know you're going to a particular state property, a state forest, that local office can provide those maps to you. We haven't discussed what we should do, the complete catalog, you know, kind of a one-stop shop, but I think those discussions will be coming up in the near future.
Yeah, that would certainly be of interest to grouse and woodcock hunters, and I would imagine the habitat varies, but if you can describe a typical one, what does it look like?
The properties, you know, are predominantly forested, but they do have a diversity of land cover. And that was kind of the focus of this evaluation, to look at the land cover and give it a rating or a quality scale. And what that would do then is just allow us to start having conversations with the managers that manage those properties and see if we can't do some planning to improve those properties in the future.
Are they in need of improvement? I would guess that varies, huh?
Correct. It varies substantially. It wasn't so much to say, your baseline, and these are the things we can do. We can diversify the forest age and diversify the land cover type. And what that should do is lead to greater abundance of the focal species, the rough grouse, the American woodcock. It's kind of just to provide that baseline so that you can consider changes to your management. Stand size is a good example. And then your cutting. So most of these areas are actively managed, at least the uplands are, the wetlands not so much. But we do see opportunities for even managing some of the lowland alder sites.
I would imagine that grouse hunters will be eager to find out when and how they can get a hold of a complete catalog, but until that happens, county forest and state and national forest managers are the people to talk to, right?
They are, and they get a lot of calls, you know, a little bit earlier in the year, starting to get to the tail end of grouse hunting now, but they totally expect a lot of interest for their property.
And these properties are open to deer hunting as well, aren't they?
They are. Good management for grouse, good management for woodcock is also, in my opinion, good management for white-tailed deer, too.
Yep, I agree. I agree for sure. Well, let's talk about grouse and woodcock hunting for a couple of minutes now. What are you seeing yourself, and what are you hearing from other hunters who've been out?
Here in North Central Wisconsin, I'm hearing and experiencing a mixed bag of success this year. Been out early on in the season. It was quite warm. I think effort, at least on my part, was a little bit less than average. But I do know where you normally find rough grouse in the past, you probably would find them and get flushes again this year. Woodcock, on the other hand, has been kind of a question mark. Now the season is closed, of course. Normally, you would get pretty good flushes of woodcock starting in early October through the end of the season, and that really didn't occur this year, so that was a bit disappointing. But the grouse numbers seem relatively stable, and the flushes per effort seem to be in the neighborhood of what they've been in the last couple of years.
Okay. The Rough Grouse Society holds an annual national hunt in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Were you at that this year?
Yeah, I participated in the hunt. I work in the bird tent. This year was the 42nd annual national hunt. It was in the second week of October. And again, the hunters experienced above average temperatures, so that kind of hurt the effort levels. But after a day of hunting, they all return with the grouse and woodcock they've harvested, and then we process those birds through aging of them and determining the sex of the birds. And then we have a long-term data set that has various metrics in it, including the number of birds harvested. But the one key thing we collect is the recruitment rate. And recruitment is the ratio of the number of juvenile birds versus the number of adult females. And that seems to be a real good indicator of reproduction during the year. We do that as well.
And how do things look this year then?
The hunting occurs in a county area in north central Minnesota. And recruitment this year for woodcock was increased versus previous years. And the recruitment was actually kind of average for the last 10 years. So that was a good sign. The rough grouse in that area had a much lower recruitment than we documented last year, and actually much lower recruitment than the 10-year average. So that was disappointing. You know, up there, we kind of relate both of these things to the climate and also weather events. And so what happened in north central Minnesota up into the Arrowhead was just a number of significant rain events in June. And that's when those hatchling grouse are most susceptible to cool, wet weather and dying because of it. And so that was the conclusion that we as the biologists and scientists came up with for rough grouse. We had a relatively rainy probably better in Wisconsin than it is in Minnesota this year.
All right. Well, I'm sure that there are some folks who are still going to be grouse hunting during and after the deer season. I used to enjoy my winter hunting. Get fewer birds, see fewer birds, but the cover's down and the shooting is usually a lot easier. It's a good way to get some exercise and maybe put a meal or two on the table. Well, Jim, thank you so much for sharing that information. We will send folks to the website and we will eagerly look for any reports that come out about how the rough grouse management areas are doing and where people can find them.
Yeah, absolutely. When we're ready to display it, it can be found on our website for sure.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Yep.
Jim Woodford is a forest habitat biologist with the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Mario Barbera Online Auction at 211 Maple Street in Hurley, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now and ends on Sunday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Preview in person on Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Barbera Residence on Maple Street in Hurley. Nearly 300 lots, including slabbed coins, collectible currency, and two like-new mobility scooters. A four-wheel travel 1,000-watt scooter with just 7 miles and a Baja 300 scooter with 72. Visit HeckmanAuction.com and download the free app, Heckman Auctions. Heck yeah.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, folks, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season opens next Saturday, the 23rd of November. And for the past several years, we've invited outdoor writer Ron Weber to join us just before gun deer season to share a story about his deer hunting experience. Ron is an outdoor writer, and he's also a forester with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He lives up in the Weyerhaeuser area and spends a lot of his time in the woods working and playing like some of us do. Ron, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me, Dan. Always good to be here.
Well, it's always great to talk to you and to share deer hunting stories. And gosh, the season is coming up, the gun season. Are you ready for it?
I am ready for it in more ways than one. As a hunter, I'm ready, obviously. Those 9 days are very special. And we've just had a really busy fall with fire season. And to have 9 days off is really going to be enjoyable.
So you'll spend all 9 days in the woods, will you?
Usually I hunt 8 days. The last Sunday is normally just kind of clean up the camp and get things organized and pull out.
And for folks who don't remember hearing you before, you hunt in the Lake Namakagan area of Bayfield County, right?
Yep, up in the Shawamigan National Forest. I do a lot of hunting anywhere from the just southeast of Drummond all the way down into the Clam Lake area. I have many different spots I go through throughout the season.
All public land?
Yeah. That's why I love to hunt up there. I've been hunting up there since 1980. You have so much room to roam. You can go pretty much everywhere. Anywhere you want. Where I hunt, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very high amount of public land there. National forest.
Yeah. Well, very good. Now, you've written another story about deer season. And I'd like you to read it and to set it up for us first. It's called, And They Call It Deer Hunting, right?
Yeah. Like a lot of deer hunters, you know, why we go out there in the woods and freeze our tails off if need be, put in the long hours, maybe a lot of times not having a lot of action on the deer front. But there's always things that happen every time we go out there that we enjoy and we find rewarding enough to keep us coming back year after year, day after day. Deer hunting is the vehicle that got us out there, but we have so many other experiences with nature that really deer aren't involved in it at all. While we're waiting for the deer, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the inspiration of this article.
Okay.
There comes a time in mid-November, weeks after the kaleidoscope of color has faded, when my thoughts turn towards steely gray skies and drab woods, hopefully coated with a few inches of fresh snow, towards other like-minded folks, some who I may not have seen since last year's November gathering, but whose company feels as comfortable as a favorite recliner. Towards the coming of those 9 special days that in many ways give the rest of the year meaning. Too excited to sleep, I will rise early and get myself ready. My memory conspires with my imagination to fill my mind with visions of what possibilities await. After a long walk, as I sit motionless, I sense the dark woods slowly lightening, candle by candle, as the sun painstakingly inches up the horizon. The stillness and quiet is searing, interrupted only by the occasional and startling popping of trees as sap freezes and expands. It is a perfect morning. A couple hours later, the views are now crisp. The green needles of the hemlock and balsam fir standing out brilliantly against the snowy backdrop. A flash of movement to my left catches my attention. My eyes instinctively focus on the spot, but I see nothing moving. Then another flash as a short-tailed weasel, sporting a white coat for the winter, darts out from under a large fallen yellow birch log on whose stump I am seated. The weasel inquisitively approaches the end of my boot with the black of its tiny eyes and tip of tail, all that keeps it from perfectly blending in to the snowy background. It jumps onto my boot, but instantly must realize it doesn't feel right, and again in a flash retreats back under the birch log. Though I never see it again, I am ever thankful for our brief encounter. As the sun continues its arc, I am visited and entertained by others. A gray jay quietly appears, flitting from branch to branch just above me, seemingly unconcerned with my presence. Funny how nature designed this bird to be the alter ego of its more raucous cousin, the blue jay. Red squirrels come and go, one in particular who has decided to play a game of chicken with me. It sidles up closer and closer, within an inch or so of my leg and my boots, but then spooks and retreats, only to repeat the game time after time. I guess some might be annoyed, but I can only admire its persistence and curiosity. The sun is well past its zenith now, and inching down towards the southwest horizon. The light is beginning to fade as the candles go out one by one. In the half light, I catch movement of a larger animal moving up out of the spruce bog. Could this be what I have been waiting for? Out of the shadows of the hemlock, a coyote, and then a second appear. Two fellow hunters, whose skills I respect, as unlike me, they have no hot meal waiting for them at the end of the day if their hunt is unsuccessful. I wish them luck as they fade from sight. As always, my hunt has been nothing but successful, and I wouldn't want to share a camp or campfire with anyone who would argue otherwise. As I retrace my boot tracks through the darkening woods towards my vehicle, I think about all I have been blessed with this day. The sunrise and sunset, the weasel, jay, squirrels, and coyotes, the snow hanging on the hemlocks, the quiet, the stillness, all of it, and they call it deer hunting.
And they call it deer hunting, yes, and often it's not about deer. In fact, much of the time it's not about deer, is it?
Exactly. I wrote the whole piece, and I don't mention deer until the last word almost.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only time deer is mentioned in the whole article. That is deer hunting. To me, anyways, that's deer hunting. All the other background stuff, it's always great to see deer and get a deer and all that, but that is not my metric, anyways, to whether my hunt is successful or not, because all that other stuff, as you know, is really what keeps us coming back.
Yeah, if I were out there only to get a deer, there are a lot of easier ways to fill your freezer with meat.
Exactly. And yeah, if that's your metric, how you measure a successful hunt, whether you see deer or get a deer, you're going to be disappointed an awful lot. And I don't like being disappointed with my hunts. I'd rather find them enjoyable.
Yeah. So you find enjoyment in the little things that many people would ignore or not even notice. I mean, the weasel, how many people would even see a white weasel in snow?
Yeah, I'm an old-fashioned hunter. There's no doubt about that. I don't have my phone out in the woods with me. I'm not looking at whatever, texting or news. So I guess I'm immersed in the world that I'm sitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on that front I'm a little bit old-fashioned nowadays just because the technology people have with them, and they bring it to the deer woods with them too. I haven't done that. I don't like doing that. I still like to sit out in the fresh air and feel the cold wind down my back and the snow in my face if that's the weather that gets thrown at me. Like I said, I guess I'm old-fashioned that way. That's the way I grew up hunting, and that's the way I'll always hunt, I guess.
like you, I prefer being out in the weather unless it's really, really bad. And then I may duck into a blind or, you know, and we hunt from tree stands occasionally and from the ground occasionally. I've had encounters with different creatures like those you described, short-tailed weasel once in a while, chickadee on the rifle barrel once or twice.
Yeah. One of my most memorable occurrences, I was sitting in my tree stand in a birch tree, and I had a balsam fir tree about 2 or 3 feet in front of me as cover. That was kind of my cover tree. And here a great big male fisher comes through the woods.
Ooh.
And it looked up, and it saw me up there. But it came up that balsam, and it came right up to eye level with me to try and figure out what I was, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so I had this big male fisher 2 feet in front of me, just basically right off the end of my tree stand, just looking me eye to eye, trying to figure out what the heck I was.
Wow.
And then he just ran back down the tree and went on his way.
Yeah.
It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what keeps you coming back. You never know. Every day it's a different play with a different cast of actors and different stage. You know, hopefully this year the stage is going to have some. Last year we didn't have any snow. I'm hoping this year we got at least, you know, 2, 3, 4 inches anyways, if to make it feel like a good old-fashioned November deer hunt.
Yeah, that would make a big difference for me, too. We're going to be hunting new territory, and it'll be nice to be able to see if deer are moving around, and actually you get a better chance of seeing them when the brown deer is walking through the brown woods, if there's snow on the ground, for sure.
Exactly.
Well, Ron, we're going to let you go. I want to wish you the best of luck for gun season, and maybe you'll get a deer, and if not, maybe you'll have another gray jay or a coyote visit, and make the most of that as well.
I will certainly do that. And yeah, you have a good season too, Dan, and everybody listening, and be safe. Going up in a tree stand, make sure you got a safety harness.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, Ron, we'll keep in touch and maybe check in with you after deer season.
That sounds good. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Ron Weber, outdoor writer and DNR forester. You can find his stories online at wisconsinlife.org. Just search for his name, Ron Weber, W-E-B-E-R. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have new and used boats, pontoons, lifts, all in stock. Great deals on 2024 models, of course. You can check out Crestliner online as well as Cedar Lake Sales. They've got all kinds of good stuff for you in store, plus winterizing. It is time. It is absolutely time. And I know, Dan, you're going to talk about bringing your boat back here in a minute. But if you haven't brought it in for them to do it, they still have the supplies for you. Huntworth Gear is also a sponsor of ours. Performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com.
That's right, Jeff. I'm taking my boat back to Cedar Lake Sales this weekend, and folks, it is for sale, and you'll get a good deal on a lightly used Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk with a 115 horsepower Mercury four-stroke, Minn Kota Tarova trolling motor, two Humminbird Helix 10 locators, and lots of good luck. I caught a few fish out of it this year, but it's barely used, and I didn't beat the prop up this year. Sometimes I do. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special that was on this week, you can watch it Saturday morning, the 16th, on Milwaukee PBS at 9 a.m. and on PBS Wisconsin at 10:30. And you can also watch the show on many local Wisconsin cable stations, and the whole show will be posted on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And if you missed anything that we talked about today, show's able to be downloaded all the time at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and download it there. You can also check out outdoornews.com/podcast. And Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me in a couple places at Hardwater Jeff.
Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of his upcoming performances, visit warrennelson.com. Well, Jeff, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again before gun season.
Thanks, Dan. Looking forward to another couple days out in the stand.
I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded, swore I'd never compromise on you. Me otherwise, I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never
worth